I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the net positive.
On the net.
The whole squad is here. We're five deep in the studio today. We got a guest. Don't say anything yet. We got a guest. No, because I'll introduce you in a second. Andrew's here. Keely's here. The intern is back from her mission trip. And no, she didn't go on a mission trip. And Alex.
She's like, why me, man?
Legos, ladies and gentlemen, on the ones and twos. Full squad. Ladies and gentlemen, should I introduce you? Do you introduce yourself?
I prefer to be introduced.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you're introduced. Are you a pastor? Can we call you a pastor?
Don't call me a pastor.
What's it called when you have you're a pastor? You have a degree in
reverend?
What? Yeah, are you a reverend?
I'm not.
Theology.
Theology. Yeah. No, did you go to seminary?
I did not.
You didn't go to seminary.
I just went to a sad Bible college.
That counts, I think.
Does it?
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
No, seminary is postgraduate.
Yeah, but you didn't go to seminary.
No.
But you preach at a seminary.
That's correct. I'm currently enrolled in seminary.
Yeah.
So.
And you're all around funny man. Nathan Finocchio is here, everybody.
Yeah. Welcome.
Happy to have him. I was looking by on the way over here because that's how kind of research I do on our guests. On the way over, I go. And we have we have DM history back to 2018.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, that we were both kind of in the game making jokes, and you were like, this guy's funny. And I was like, well, that guy's, but I watched some of your stuff and I thought it was across the line,
though. Game respects game.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, my stuff is across the line.
Yeah, I think it's across the line. And Nathan, by the way, I should say, a former Hillsong pastor?
No. Sure.
But currently, but cool. And still in the, you're still, no, you, no, you're still, but most importantly, and I think, and a lot of people ask this about me too, which I think is most important before we get into any of this conversation, is still on the team.
Still on the team.
Would you say that?
Yeah, I'm on the team.
In the Christianity game.
Yeah, I'm. I like Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Still on the team. Yeah, that's how I would put it. But a lot of the I'm getting. I don't mean to flex right up here up top, but Seth Dillon from the Babylon Bee. Mm-hmm. It's the same with me and you. Me and him have kind of like you said, game recognized game from like afar. And I was at a Republican like convention, and his name was like on the thing. I was going to visit my parents, and I was like, "Hey, dude, what's up? Are you here?" Which is kind of how we became friends. Like I was like, "Hey, dude, what's up? Are you here?" And he's like, "Yo, what's up? I just left." And then I'm coming down to West Palm Beach this weekend where he lives, and he's like, "I'm going to come to the show." And it's kind of those, you're kind of in the similar group and you just kind of like see what the other guy's doing maybe.
Right. Yeah.
But I think, I think he goes too far sometimes, but a lot of people think I go too far and a lot of people think you go too far.
Well, I think you have to go too far. Like if you don't go too far, then what's the whole point of anything in comedy? Or, you know, really in life. I mean, isn't that how you balance the scales?
Yeah, but I think if you go too far, like if you constantly go in too far, you're like, oh, that's just, he's gone.
Yeah, you kind of have to toe the line, don't you?
I don't think I have to. I like, that's where comedy is great. I think when you go all the way across, like, not to bring it up this early, but like Kanye. And we talked.
Not to bring it up this early.
Well, we talked, actually, Alex, I was on, Fighter and the Kid yesterday.
Yeah, man.
And we talked about, like, I had a buddy in high school. After high school, he was posting wild stuff on Facebook, and me and my buddies were all making fun of him. And then it came out that he had like a mental ill, and we go, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, if somebody has like an actual like break,
right? Yeah.
Then it's not a joke anymore.
Right.
So I don't know where he is on that spectrum. Yeah. But that seems like he's just pushing the line just to say wild stuff.
I mean,
Alex Jones or somebody that's just like...
It's just shock value stuff.
They're not toeing the line, would you say?
No, I think that obviously he's hanging out with dudes that are insanely problematic. Nick Fuentes and Milo are not...
I don't know who they are. I know Milo. I listen to Milo on Rogan, I think.
Yeah, they're super like alt-right figures. Okay. Right? Yeah. And like they're the type of people that are going to get him to say stupid
wild stuff.
About, totally.
Yeah.
So that's not, he's no longer hanging out with like Candace Owens.
Okay. You but know, like, she would be, oh, right.
I don't,
but not,
she's not as far as those guys.
But she's, okay. Yeah, she's not going to say stuff like supportive of Hitler.
Yeah. We need like a scale, like a all the way alt left, all the way alt right. It's be up here.
Yeah.
And then we have like, you know, like a, like when you say the State of the Union, they have a believability tracker.
Yeah.
Or like it just needs to be like a,
yeah.
So
yeah.
We like know. AOC yeah. to
AOC's Milo. The all. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right. Milo's the farthest.
I don't know.
I think Nick Fuentes is the farthest.
Okay. Who's he?
Nick Fuentes is like, yeah, he's right of Hitler.
Okay. And was Hitler right?
No.
Yeah, he was, but no. Yeah, okay, got it. Got it.
No, he was wrong.
Yeah,
he was definitely wrong. Hey, yeah. That's how we started, baby. Let's go, dude. The first punchline. All right, what do you say to people? Because I relate this to everybody. If you are following someone and you deem something that they have done to be too far, do you mute them? Do you, like, because that's to everybody. Like, I don't want, like,
no.
You're scrolling the internet.
After and you laugh.
Okay. Well, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I've
yeah.
shared it about 50 times with yeah. my friends.
Okay. Group chat.
I'll be honest with you. I like stuff that goes too far. I do. My favorite comedians are probably Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
You know, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
I like the guys that go over, right? Like, to me, it's not like it's the 60s or the 70s, or particularly the 70s. It's not like we have Richard Pryor's anymore. Like, dude,
where if you go back and listen to that stuff, totally. You're like, this is way out of
pocket. Even Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that stuff was like, yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
Right? Those jokes punched down. They punched everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, like, everything that is too far is just violating PC principle rules.
Yeah, it's not in reality too far. It's just like somebody said, like, maybe a kid with a peanut allergy deserved it. Or like, that's like, that's not, it's a joke. But if you go back to the comedians of the 60s, 70s, 80s, you're like, that's not too far.
It's absolutely. Relatively too far.
Yes. Yeah. So anything that's going on the internet, like, I have a joke in my show about how, I have like a very like alt-right like aunt, and she's always like saying like way out of pocket stuff. She's like, John, like they're shadow banning me for my faith. I'm like, okay. I don't, like, John, they're trying to deplatform me because I'm a Christian. And I go, what did you post? She goes, they took down my meme that I posted in the name. I go, and the meme was, Jesus was a carpenter. He would have helped build the wall. you're like, no, dude. That's like offensive.
Yeah.
And people on the internet would see that and click report.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But it's, you would say that's funny.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty funny.
I mean, it's funny in the context of her trying to be Christian.
Yeah.
That scenario is humorous. Mm-hmm.
I love left jokes. I love right jokes.
Yeah.
I like all of that. The Onion, it, to me, is hilarious.
Okay. I think The Onion goes too far sometimes.
Yeah, I love it.
But every time The Onion goes too far, I go look at the comments and everybody's saying it's too far.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody goes like the day after like a mass shooting, they have like a joke about it. The day after.
But it won't be a joke about the shooting. It'll be
a joke about the commentary of the people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that people probably confuse medium with subject all the time.
Explain that.
Okay, so Jojo Rabbit. Seen the movie?
No.
Okay. Taika Waititi is the director.
Okay.
And he's a Kiwi. He's a Maori, like, indigenous person.
Yeah.
And he plays Hitler.
Okay.
In this comedy that is set in like 1939 Germany, and it's not a movie that is in support of Nazism. It's a movie that's actually against, you know, white supremacy and all that stuff. But the medium is Nazi Germany, right?
Okay, so yeah, I got it.
Does that make sense?
Because people don't because my joke about Jesus was a carpenter, he would help build the wall, is like. Like, we were down in, like, Irvine, California this week. It was very red down there.
Yeah.
Very red.
Yeah.
And they're very anti-LA. So they're like, we're There was like people with Trump flags, not in my show, but like I saw one going down the street.
Yeah.
And like you wouldn't see that in LA. But I did, I go, my aunt had a meme that says Jesus was a carpenter. He would help build the wall. Meaning like, no. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, it's funny because you shouldn't, I'm, and people, some people were like, and I was like, wait, no.
They were like, yes, he would.
Yeah. That's I go, right. And they were
you're damn right.
They weren't supportive of it, but they were kind of like, I go, no, I'm on this side of that.
Yeah.
But it's sometimes miss, like, and if you make a joke about, I had that joke about the national tragedies. Have you told that? I mean, here about with the 9/11.
I don't think so.
I go, you know how like we have like drinks, like a guy was drinking a mudslide. You know what that is? It's like chocolate and Kahlua.
Yeah, Kahlua. Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that's crazy. We drink that here. That's a natural disaster in another country.
Totally.
Like go to India and order a mudslide.
Yeah.
It's offensive.
Or go to Ireland and order a car bomb.
The perfect example.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah. Cause what if some guy from like Russia or something came to America, pulled up to at the airport and he's like, let me get a Hurricane Katrina.
Right.
And the joke is like, yeah. What? It's like, that's 13 ounces of alcohol in a 12 ounce glass.
Oh my gosh, too nice.
Yeah, and it goes, it comes with an umbrella, but it's flipped over at the bottom. Like, and then I go, this is back in 2016. I go, let me get a Barack Obama. That's where you buy a drink you can't afford and the guy next to you pays for it.
Oh.
Anyway, but then the last joke was, this is in 2000. I go, it's probably 2015 I was telling this joke. I go, let me get a Ferguson Police Department. And then the bartender goes, what's that? That's six shots in the back. That was the wow. joke.
Right.
Wow.
But listen, the joke is saying that situation was a disaster.
Yeah.
And everyone would agree with that.
Right.
And it's an anti-cop joke. It's making light of the cops.
Yeah.
It's not making fun of anyone that's black that died or the guy. It's saying the situation was a disaster.
Right.
Which it was. Mm. And based on the cops' behavior. But that nuance wise, they didn't. I took that out of my special. I filmed it live and I go, I can't put that on the special because I'm going to get crushed for that.
Yeah. I like it.
But yeah, I think I'm very proud of the joke. Yeah. Very proud of the joke.
I think that you need to be you.
You think so?
And you can be spicy.
Yeah.
And we like the spice.
Well, that's not true, though.
I like the spice.
Yeah, you do, dude. You would want me to just burn it down.
Yes, I do. I do want you to burn it down.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
When you came on our podcast, I was
cringing because I was nervous about some of the stuff you were talking about.
I know. And you were like, I never thought in a million years that you'd be blushing.
Yeah. Well, you call it like you tried to prank call like the TBN and say I needed a prayer cloth or something. I was like, I don't, this is a poor woman over there. I'm not being part of this.
Yeah, so you have standards, is what you're trying to tell me.
No, but you do too.
Yeah, I know I do.
Everybody does. Yeah, everybody does. Yeah.
I hate that.
Nah, well,
no,
I think
I love it.
Yeah. Well, we gotta also fit in. You gotta fit in with like you gotta fit in with the world. You can't just be out here just guns blazing. Like if you have an unbelievable message and you're like, well, if I go all the way, all the crap, I'm gonna lose my TV deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose all the sponsors. So then we can't make the pod anymore.
I think my issue is this though.
Yeah.
You and I, we both know pastors.
Yeah.
We
know a lot of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those guys watch Dumb and Dumber. It's their favorite movie.
Yeah. It's favorite movie.
Right. Like they watch The Jerk. It's their favorite movie.
Let's make it a little bit more modern.
Yeah.
My girlfriend doesn't know Dumb and Dumber.
They love Will Ferrell.
There you go.
Right. Like
The Hangover. The Hangover.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Leslie Chow.
Yeah.
They love that stuff.
They do.
They laugh. But then as soon as a Christian says something that is like half of what their favorite movie is, it's like, you know, yeah, exactly.
And that's what you war against.
Yeah, that's my issue. My issue is, guys, just say the jokes that you like that are actually funny that everybody in your church is laughing at.
Yeah.
You know, don't be like that Baptist, like, secret drinker.
Yeah.
You know, who like, you know, have your secret stash of wine in your cellar and I don't know.
Well, that's what everybody wars against religion about, right? Because they go, that's not, you're not,
it's
that
hypocrisy.
Guy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And you, that's what you hate. That's what everybody hates.
Yeah. I think that's what we're trying to do with the meme page is just say the stuff that we actually is funny and everybody thinks it's funny, but we're just going to say it.
And I think that's what Seth with the Babylon Bee does.
Yeah.
But a lot, but you go, if you went, like, I think he goes, like, sometimes he's critical of people, of pastors.
Oh, like, totally.
I wouldn't go that far.
Fair.
I would like to think that everybody that I make jokes about, we talked about this in here before, that if they heard the joke, that they would find it funny.
Yeah. Our rule is if we're going to go after everybody.
Oh, now he has rules. Yeah, now he has rules.
Yeah, we have rules.
Standards.
Yeah, one of our rules is that you can't go after... And for example, like, let's be honest, Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
That's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Like, that's so cheap.
Be better than that.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to go after somebody, go after somebody that they're actually going to hit back.
Yeah.
Go after something that's really funny.
And true.
Totally. So, for example, yeah, exactly. Just go after a funny theological thing that's happened.
We talked about, I'm sure you've seen, we talked about last week of the hanging drummers, the drummers that were like in that Christmas play and they were all coming down. Like it was like a video of a Christmas service down in Texas and they had drummers suspended on it was way over the top.
Okay.
And the comments of like, imagine how many homeless people you could feed with this. Like, it's weak.
Totally.
It's like making a Joel Osteen's rich joke.
Totally.
I'm like, be better. This right here. There was like, you saw this?
That's incredible.
There was like a bunch of, they're like, it's suspended. These drummers are suspended for like the church's Christmas play. And they're all like,
right.
And I go, I'm in. I'm all in.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, but I thought it was all, I go, this is like,
thanks, Hillsong.
Well, well, I said,
now this, we have to deal with that.
Well, a lot of people in the comments, Alex, that I saw, they go, John is actually, they're like, and you, they're like, we're actually spitting a lot of truth here, because they go, all right, my church has a Christmas Eve service. They bought candles. All right. Oh, they have they got a guy dressed up as an elf.
Right.
Where's the line?
Yeah. And he goes, that's all I'm saying. I go, where, what are they allowed to, or if they have a guy in their church that wants to have, that has $3 million that has hundreds of millions and wants to give $3 million to the Christmas show. And you go,
yeah,
I guess they're allowed to do that.
Yeah, totally.
Where do you, who's,
agreed.
Yeah, just the
I
people
agree.
On the internet being like, it's lazy.
Yeah, it's true.
It's lazy.
Yeah. What's the threshold of, I think the threshold is just good taste, bad taste.
Yeah, fair.
It's not production. It's just good. You know what I mean? Like, how much is too much? There's no such thing as too much production. Yeah.
Do you go to church now?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what kind of vibe is there?
I like chill vibes.
Chill vibes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Worship or no? You got music?
Yeah. I get a little worsh.
That little, a little bit.
I like a little worsh.
Yeah. Drums?
Yeah.
My church has no, we have a guitar player and a singer.
It's because your church sucks.
Oh, dude, that's not, don't say that, dude. Yeah, it does. You know, it's too, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's, I think it's the natural thing. It's like, you know what?
We're different.
Do this everywhere.
Yeah,
we're different, and we do this everywhere. And we're just really trying to like be real. It's like, you're being too real. Wear deodorant.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah.
I mean, start with maybe taking a shower.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you on? You're probably on it, Alex. Be real.
Yeah.
Like, it's not real though.
Totally.
Right.
It's like, Be Real, the app is like, it's a social media app where you get an alert to take a photo of where you're at, and then it posts the other side.
Yeah, it's both cameras, front and back.
And it's like, this is where I'm at. So my buddy comes up to me. We're at the NASCAR awards, like on the red carpet. He goes, we got to make a Be Real. I go, I'm wearing makeup. Like, this is not real. And it's like position the current situation to like make it.
Yeah.
Sick.
And there's a delay between the cameras too, so you can actually like hit the selfie and then move to get the other one too. So it's like, you can already game the way the app works.
But that's just, don't say it's authentic.
Right.
But like, I'm down with I wouldn't have a career if it wasn't for social media. Just don't say like, Instagram is just so like, there's too many filters, but we're more different. Are you?
So yeah, we're the Be Real Church.
Yeah, Be Real Church. Yeah, that's what it was.
We're just trying to get away from man-made things. It's like, so what else are you? We're not an organized religion. You against organization in general?
Yeah. We should have a board of, we should have some people. Who counts the money? Where does that go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you used to work at Hillsong, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
RIP.
RIP.
No, they're still around.
Yeah, they're killing it in some markets. I think in the American market, it's hurt.
Yeah, they're in South Africa and stuff.
They're right? South Africa. They have a huge European
Hillsong
churches. Yeah, and in Australia, you know, doing well. There's a lot. Hillsong is like the Catholic Church. There's some really really great thinkers and leaders and maybe you know not so great.
All right,
but it's a huge organization.
And that's everybody.
That's everybody exactly. Any big thing, there's going to be people that you agree with, people you don't agree with.
And some of those songs hit so hard,
right in the feeler.
Gosh, dude, those songs are incredible. Mm. So which is my like critique of maybe like the people that like. The movement of like deconstruction. I go, this is embarrassing. You're embarrassing yourself because you're doing it's everybody that's deconstruction is 100% in at some point. They worked at their church. They're underpaid at their church.
Yeah.
And then they got hurt for some reason. And then they're all in over here.
Right.
I was like, you're the same. And it seems like you have a lot of like your relationship with Hillsong, you're like, yeah, some of it's good, some of it's not.
Yeah.
And that should be fair.
Yeah, I think it's I mean, it was always that way, right? Like,
everything.
I mean, they ask you, like, our platform. There's guys that I disagree with,
yeah,
you know, on our platform,
yeah,
you know. So, there's some guys that I probably would never go to their church if they had one,
yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
So,
what's to be made of that? Like, I got a lot of people we work with, employees that I have, and people that do. Like, they're just it's funny thing about the internet is you follow people and you're like, oh. I'm not on this page at all. Like someone that works with you or for or in the radius of
yeah.
John Chris comedy, and you go, oh, but I will put that aside because their work is great.
Totally.
And you go, well, I don't know. Do you support? I go, not really, but we make videos together.
Yeah.
And they're an unbelievable artist.
Totally. Yeah. Like this guy over here, he's literally a Nazi.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Did he say
that? He came in uniform.
Yeah. But he switched out for the pod.
Yeah.
That's nice of him.
Yeah.
That was. Yeah. Well,
it's hanging out of frame. It's right here.
I came in and he's like, Heil. I'm like, no. Heil.
Too much. Like, not today, man.
He's like, not even a little Heil. I'm like, no Heil.
You can't do that accent, dude.
Yeah.
No.
The accent's offensive. Yeah. That's how you can't even do a German guy.
Come on. Right. Give me a little Heil. I'm like, no little Heils, dude.
I like the, what's her name that said she was getting rid of her Tesla? For Volkswagen.
Who?
Oh, yeah. Alyssa Milano.
She's like, I'm getting rid of my Tesla.
Why?
Because Elon Musk is... and then like Volkswagen is like made by Germans.
Yeah.
By Hitler.
Yeah, it's a Nazi company when it started. Yeah, it was a Nazi organization.
Hitler invented the people's car.
Yeah.
It's literally what it means in German.
That's a tough...
It's a Wagen for the folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, come exactly. on, bro.
Not to Jews, but to Ozophobes.
Was the other one.
Well, that's a...
Not Zim.
If you're blonde hair and you're blue-eyed, you're going to love my car.
I don't think.
Okay.
All right. Well,
it is a Nazi company.
Well,
those are all facts.
What's funny to me is we say a lot of, like, we spout off on this podcast every week on some things that we're not knowledgeable about. Mm. And some takes that we have I would be the first guy to not defend.
Sometimes you miss.
I miss all the time, but I do defend the idea that I get to, if you can listen or not listen to this and to hop on like Alyssa Milano, like that's a bad take. like look up those tweets because they just crushed her for it.
Yeah.
Cause she said, I'm getting rid of my Volkswagen or I'm getting rid of my, Tesla because Elon Musk is,
disagrees with me.
Yeah. So I'm getting, yeah. So then,
because he's free speech. He's hurting people.
He's going to
destroy Twitter.
Yeah.
Right.
I gave back my Tesla. I bought the VW EV. I love it. I'm not sure how advertisers can buy space on. Okay, whatever. And then it's just.
I mean, dude, look at
it. It's not good.
There was 56,000 bots that liked that tweet. Which is like, Elon, do your job.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I found 56,000 bots.
Yeah, I found 56,000. What I want to make a bit. I want to make a sketch about liberal Tesla owner who is like alt left, but now still has to drive his Tesla. So he's going around all this stuff, but because Tesla used to kind of stand for like like progress and yeah. like battery and like anti mm-hmm. like Southern and gas and very global warming. So, and now it's come out that Elon Musk is not that.
Totally, dude. I saw a redneck with a Confederate flag in the back of his Tesla the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you're like, oh, yeah. This is, and by the way, I was thinking about this morning, Alex. Mm-hmm. The right is the first to cancel people.
Yeah.
The right is always anti-cancel culture.
So true.
They are the, like what they did with like Balenciaga. They're like, everybody get like, and agree whatever you disagree on the topic. I think everybody's on the same side on that topic. But they're the first to be like, can't like
I'll
never.
I'll go one further. What? I think Christians invented cancel culture.
Look at me.
How quick like are Christians to one be like, oh, so-and-so said Jesus in a song. They must be Christian. Yeah. Great. We love that.
Oh, in.
But then on the
take
other
them
side,
yeah, take them
also
in.
Will be like, oh, so-and-so
got
was
seen at a bar.
Drinking something at a, and get them out. We're out. Ow. We're out on them
yeah.
now.
Yeah, that may be. Yeah, yeah.
It's there, like, come on.
Oh, but, and we cancel each other over the dumbest stuff.
Yeah,
dumbest
like,
stuff.
Yeah, like for example, like infant baptism. It's like, do you believe in baptism? Yeah, so do I. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Yeah, so do I. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Yeah, so do I. Interesting. So
are you
do
doing
I.
two people right now?
Yeah.
You're doing two
yeah, they're having a conversation.
Both, these are both.
And then they're like, well, how do you dunk them? Well, I dunk them when you're a baby. Die, heretic. You know?
Yeah,
it's like,
oh, yeah, yeah. And then everybody that's like we had a one of the takes that we had that we got crushed for like a couple weeks ago is I said Bathsheba was like kind of like thirst trapping David.
Probably like, was.
But not hold on. No, no, no.
You might not want to jump on that bandwagon.
So like I was basically
women should be allowed to be naked in public.
Yeah.
It
yeah,
should
yeah,
be
yeah.
fine.
My only first of all, I've done Paul. David, I do this whole series on the alternate thoughts of Bible characters. And I said like, hey, if Bathsheba was like bathing, like you didn't know the king lived next door. Like,
he's literally right there. He's staring.
And
should we proceed with this bath?
He's within 15. He's got to be within 50 yards, whatever. Anyway, not the greatest take ever, but like, you just get like, oh, get him out. Yeah. You're like, wait.
Yeah, how dare you violated the power differential, right?
Yeah.
You see, she was raped.
Yeah. Well, that's
because he
yeah.
had all the power.
And but what the point was is
that doesn't make
Alex,
the joke not funny.
Yeah, I stand by the joke.
Yeah.
Same.
Alex said, I sent this to Alex because I go, people are like piping off on the comments about this, getting mad. And he goes, This is like people like what'd you say?
I said, if you don't believe the Bible is like factual and you just see this as a story, it's like people getting mad about you making a joke about Little Red Riding Hood.
No, Goldilocks. You said Goldilocks. I go, oh yeah, I see how right. silly this looks.
Right.
To people that aren't, like you're saying like infant baptism, we gonna start our own church because we believe you had to be 13 to be baptized. And people that aren't in it are like, y'all are silly.
Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Like arguing about Goldilocks.
It's a story.
Yeah. And yes. And it's just, it's like anyone that comes with authority, with the absolute authority on what the social scenario was 2000 years ago, save it.
Yeah.
Save it.
Yeah. It was a drought.
Save it.
Yeah.
All the way, save it.
Yeah.
All the way.
All the way.
It's a joke.
Like, just laugh at it. Yeah. But it seems like when you're in the culture and then somebody is outside of it and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Canceled.
But it's an easy,
did you uncancel yourself?
I canceled myself. That's what. That's,
no, but then you uncanceled yourself.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what you have to do.
You can cancel. Nobody can cancel you. You got to cancel it yourself.
But you cancel yourself, but then you uncancel yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And once you've uncanceled yourself, you can actually never be canceled.
You can never be recanceled.
Yeah, exactly.
That is actually true.
Yeah. And it's actually genius.
Yeah.
Might as well just cancel yourself. Get canceled.
Everybody should be just preemptively cancel themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do something stupid.
No, but not all the way stupid, just like kind of stupid.
Well, we're probably all guilty of something that's cancelable.
Always. Yeah.
So just make it public.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you're free.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'm like playing with house money. You know what that term means?
Yeah.
Like you're like, oh, I already like I should have lost it all. And now you're just winning. You're just winning rounds one after another. You're like, it doesn't, I should be dead.
Yeah.
Not dead.
But you're staying at the Wynn and they're like, hey, here's 100 chips on us.
It doesn't matter. But but I've talked to, I went to a church this weekend in Irvine. One of my old pastors invited me to his church. And I and it was very like, I sat up front with him and he's like, you're kind of welcome to our church. You're with us. And I go, this is like a very emotional experience for me because no one has invited me to church. I always feel kind of like outcast or kind of like, do these people like, I'm unsure. But he, and it was like, oh, like the, all these people are like, dude, like you're good with us.
Right.
And I go, but I'm not. All these churches try to like book me for comedy.
Right.
Tons of them. And I go, I can't go back. Y'all are the ones that crushed me.
Yeah.
I can't go back to that. Why would I go back to that?
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's dude, you see what they did to Matt Chandler?
Yes, dude. I don't think, just tell those guys.
He did nothing. Like, so he like had a conversation that his wife knew about.
Yeah, he was DMing with a woman, right?
Yeah, but there was nothing there. There was no like emotional thing. There was no love thing. Somebody found out about it. His wife knew all about everything that was said. It was super like above board. All that. Yeah.
Hold on, go back to that photo. You can keep reading about it, Alex.
Yeah, and then they're like, you know, his, because this is the thing with particularly the Reform crew that I just I don't. Like the elders think that they're God.
Yeah.
And like they just love to assassinate each other.
Yeah.
Just love it. Like, just we feel like you're being a little proud right now.
Yeah.
Totally. He's like, what? What do you mean? Well, you wore red last week. And red is a sign of pride. And so it's like, okay. Totally.
Yeah, just picking people off.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so Chandler, of course, because he's a legend, he just submitted to, okay, yeah, whatever.
Good. Yeah.
But it's like, you guys literally suck.
Yeah. And the idea that like, I thought about that whole situation. I was like, so this guy's he's in good shape with his wife, mm-hmm. and like he's probably financially doing fine. You're like if you guys are gonna do this to me, like we need an apology. I go, don't apologize.
Yeah,
don't apologize. Do not apologize. That's like that nobody says anything on my pages or like, because I'm not acknowledging it, and I don't. You realize. After you go through something that everybody on Twitter is shooting like blanks,
right?
Oh, they're not scared. They're not scary.
Right.
They're blanks.
Yeah.
You're shooting blank. It's like almost like we talked on the podcast yesterday. You know, when you shoot a gun and that little like confetti comes out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's what you're doing on Twitter.
Right.
You're not there. But you think prior to being canceled that it's a real gun, real bullet. And it's going to be the inner gun. Oh,
yeah.
Like, I don't know why. I don't know how Matt Chandler could go and have a heart for those people.
I totally agree.
I don't know how you can.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can.
Good on him.
For leaving.
I think he went back, didn't he?
No, he's back.
He's back now. He's,
he's restored. They like put him back in.
Look at that photo.
Oh, it's the other
go to the
other
top. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this photo, Nathan. It's like as if like, tell me, let me back in. Like,
what was the text conversations?
Nothing.
Yeah. Just conversations.
Talking with a woman. And it was like unsafe, right?
Yeah, but his wife knew everything. She read the whole thing. She's like, "Oh, this is fine."
Yeah,
it's like,
and then everybody goes, "There's like Matt Chandler headline."
Yeah,
and then they're like John Chris. No one wants to.
I don't know why we expect people to be perfect.
Yeah,
like, I know, but he didn't do anything wrong. That's what I'm saying.
Too. Yeah, for sure.
He didn't do anything. So like, there's nothing there.
If this is what it takes to get, they're coming for everyone.
That's exactly.
They were coming for everyone. Yeah. They're coming for you.
Yeah.
They're coming for you. If you are in this, what do you even call this group that we proclaim to be in?
What?
It's like faith adjacent.
I don't know what it is. If you're any kind of success in this group, they're coming for you.
Yeah.
Christianity or evangelicalism or American Christian celebrity.
Jesus Club.
Yeah.
Dumbledore's Army.
Yeah.
We're in Dumbledore's Army, right? I was told that this is Dumbledore's Army.
No, we're not allowed. I was not allowed to watch Harry Potter.
Neither was I.
You weren't allowed to watch Harry Potter?
Alex, you weren't?
No.
Why not?
Because my parents were Christian.
Oh, yeah. Because they thought it was, they're scary.
Witchcraft.
I got a joke in my show about how like we weren't allowed to celebrate Halloween. And I was like, yeah, we believe in this God that's like almighty, all powerful. And then like can do anything, can part the Red Sea, can bring people back, bring dead people back to life. But your kid puts on a Jimmy Neutron mask and you're like, ah, we lost him. Nah, no. Yeah, nothing we can do. He's for the streets now.
That's exactly
it. We tried our best.
Dude, that's charismatic. That's the evangelical superstition. It's amazing.
But
fundamentalists suck.
What are they?
Fundamentalists are the ones who, they are superstitious about everything. They believe that America's under attack. They believe that political Israel is going to save the world, right? Like, they are the absolute worst.
Yeah, this is the people you war against.
Yeah, they hate me.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Fundamentalists.
Yeah, I'm built for it. I love it. I love to get hated on by them.
And you do a lot of, you preach on Sunday mornings, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
At what kind of churches?
I spoke at Mark Driscoll's church last weekend.
Did you really?
He who hath the original Voldemort. He who must not be named.
In Seattle?
Him and his family started a church in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah.
Much better than Seattle.
Yeah. What, the and, people?
Huh?
What did you preach about?
I preached about how sometimes God kills people.
Oh, good. That's what the message is. Yes. Okay, bring your message of fire and brimstone.
Yeah, exactly. Center. It was just, you're dangling.
Yeah.
God's just, you're like a spider just dangling over a fire.
And how did it go? People like it?
Yeah, I think they loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I preached on one time. I wrote about the story in the book. Mm-hmm. I preached, they were like doing a, like, when I was doing comedy, because I used to do a lot of comedy shows at churches. Mm-hmm. And, they are like, hey, come on Saturday night, preach on Sunday morning, and then you do a comedy show on Sunday night. So it's like kind of a, what should I preach? Like, what am I going to preach about?
Did you get paid for both?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But what I wrote about in the book, because it was like my whole life was like a secret at the time, but I was dating a girl. And she was like, it was like there or something like that. And I remember she probably stayed in her own hotel room, but I go, hey, the pastor's going to come pick me up from this hotel. I'm going to go, you got to Uber like 20 minutes later. You're my girlfriend. Or she wasn't even my girlfriend. We were dating. Like you can't come with me from this hotel.
Right.
Which is just
totally.
But I know the rules of like that world. You can't do that.
Like if you're outside of Christian culture, that you look at that and you're like,
That's like the Goldilocks. Yeah. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And you try to explain, like when I got canceled, you try to explain to like my comedian buddies, they go, wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't even get that. Yeah.
Different rules.
We don't have to get, you want to get to the news?
Yeah.
Want to crack some wise in the news,
buddy? Yeah, I would
crack
love some
wise. You have anything else to say?
Yeah, I do.
All right, well, sorry, we cut you off.
Yeah,
you look like? What do people say you look like?
People say that I look like Brad Pitt.
No, I didn't go. No, I didn't guess that.
Like Hunter Biden.
I didn't guess that. No, they don't.
They say that I look like his laptop. They're like, if Hunter Biden's laptop had a look, it's you. You're all of the pictures of him smoking crack.
If an AI took all of the pictures from Hunter Biden's laptop, it would be you.
It's kind of my look. People are like, what's your aesthetic? Hunter Biden's laptop.
I thought I was going to go with a poor man's Kevin Max.
A poor man's Kevin Max.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know Kevin Max?
Yeah. He's insanely good looking.
Yeah. He's a great, great looking guy. Mm-hmm. Poor man's, just because they say fashion wise, I don't think he would wear that.
No, he'd be in... probably a long scarf.
Yeah, we love scarf. People, no one's ever said you look like Kevin Max.
Elton John's.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting there for sure.
Yeah, you get there. Yeah. All right. We talk a lot in the news about the people that like to protest. Mm-hmm. And then we always, people send in like protesting, because protesting very hot right now.
It is.
Protesting is on brand.
Super trendy.
Well, there's a lot of things to protest because the world is so awful and evil. It's everything's bad. Everything's horrible.
Yeah, everything's horrible. Yeah.
And you're a perfect person.
Yeah.
And as a perfect person.
Great point.
As a perfect person, you have to show people that you are, that you're outraged, that you're disgusted.
You're saying this better than we have ever said it.
Yeah.
That you are, Everybody needs to know, if you're within shouting distance of me, you need to know how perfect my life is and how I'm disgusted with everything in the world.
So you think that's what protesting comes down to?
I mean, for me, it is.
Yeah.
You know, I can't speak for other people.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I know that my life is perfect.
Yeah.
Everything in the world is crap.
Yeah.
And I need people to know how disgusted I am with everything.
So subtly, that's a subtle moral flex when you are protesting something.
Oh, it's not subtle at all.
It's just saying I'm
it's overt.
Overt, like.
I am overtly better than you.
Or whatever this thing is.
Yeah. If you're not disgusted, then honestly, it's an indictment against your character.
And you, why aren't you out here?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So these people, this is pretty common. People have cemented themselves in the Starbucks parking lot. Hold on.
It's in Detroit.
Wait, it's in Detroit.
Strike one.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Alex, wouldn't you say that like the environment protesting and like the global warming, that's like a hack protest now. This is not that, but like everybody's doing that one.
Like it's kind of a cop out, you mean?
That's the trendy one.
Yeah, the climate one.
Like I want someone protesting like the CEO of the Shure or whoever makes these mics is like tax evasion. Like, oh, that's a new one or whatever. Like, oh,
I just want to see some more creativity in the space.
I want to see some more. Yeah. It's like a lot of stand-up comedy. It's like, oh, dude, we kind of covered that.
Yeah.
Like dogs are like friendly and cats are like, like we kind of got it. Yeah. We kind of got it. Or, like women love to like be like emotional and guys like, I just want to watch Sports Center. We got it.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So dogs are friendly.
And he was like, the difference, like every time I come home from work, my husband wants to be sexual. Like, we got it.
Dude,
I got it.
You need to do a stand-up bit.
We got it.
And the stand-up bit is all of the cliche.
Yeah.
But do it really bad.
Yeah.
Do
you know like make fun of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That like, would
what's
be
the deal. Yeah.
Comedy gold.
Gosh.
To just go through the 10 scenarios.
Hey, you guys know how
dogs, my dog loves me, but my cat, he's crazy.
Yeah. And he like acts like he doesn't even know me. My dog, I will come back. I forgot my wallet and my dog will greet me like I've never. Yeah. Got it. What, you know, TSA. Got it. Yeah. They're not good. Yeah. Got it. You know, how when you go like all the racial ones
hey,
are like
bullies.
Wild.
Bullies are mean, hey?
Yeah, got it. 100%. Yep. Yeah. What's the deal? Like I was trying to like this guy on Tinder was trying. Yeah, got it. Oh no, the perfect autocorrect. What I typed was XYZ, and what it said was. Yeah. Got it.
How crazy is Donald Trump?
Yeah, got it. 100%.
Hey,
yeah.
Joe Biden, is he old or something? Yeah.
That's actually my closer. So. Yeah, well, Tony Hinchcliffe is a comedian that he lives down in Austin now. But I remember when I lived in L.A. in 2016-17, and L.A. was when Trump got elected, the comedy was just like this orange haired misogynist. Like that's all it was. And Tony Hinchcliffe was the first at the Comedy Store on Sunset. And he's the first guy to be like, Trump? He's like, I don't know. And he said something in like just the opposite take.
Yeah.
And I go, thank you, dude. Thank you. Cause that like just say something that's not in my brain already. Right. Please. And everybody getting up there the same. Oh, like I got it.
Totally.
I got it. And that's it. Like that's the protesters with the environment.
So true.
Everyone's the environment. Cause it's a very, you can't pin it down. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
There's no like lead environment organization. Mm. So there's no.
It's like the perfect crime. You can't say anything.
It's
on not.
It's the opposite of victimless. It's everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody does it, except apparently the protester.
If you had to protest something, you have to.
Gun to my head?
Yep. What do you protest? You really got to take a stand for it.
Gun to my head. I would protest the menu at the Soho House. I would, dude.
Just so elite.
Just the menu.
Just immediately. I go, this many people only.
The Soho House. Yeah. Nobody's going to be on board. It's going to be me with a sign that I made myself outside of the Soho House. I go, no, not even the menu, because the menu, I wanted a Coke. So the Soho House is like this.
It's a social club.
Social club that me and Alex are members at. I don't think we're allowed to even talk about it. They're not allowed to take photos in there. No. So this is definitely against the rules, but who cares? Like, we were like at the pool, and then I was like working out, and then I was like, you could spend 6, 7, 8 hours there. Not easy. That long, but easy.
Yeah.
I wanted a Coke. And like, if you go to freaking Jason Aldean's or anywhere on Broadway, they put it in the gun and they're, here you go. Like, tip them or don't tip them. Whatever. It's, first of all, it's in a bottle.
Glass bottle.
Wow. And that tastes different.
Yep.
And then if you get a refill, it's another one. And by the way, I'm looking in the eye. I have money. I have a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
But I go, I don't know. Because everyone's like $8.
Right.
And I go, what are you doing?
So you want to protest the Coke prices not even the menu. At Soho? It's just the Coke.
It's $40 for a double Casamigos.
I'm protesting the source.
Mm.
Yeah. Because I would never drink a 20-ounce Coke. Yeah. Disgusting. And I'll drink a can. I'll drink out of the fountain.
Yeah, it's like getting a membership to Costco to pay double the price.
It makes no sense
at all. It's like, where's your card? Yeah, here it is.
Oh, you already paid for it.
Okay, yeah. It's like you go up and everything's marked up 200%. It's like, why? It's because it's cool in here.
Because it's more.
Well, why is it cool in here? It's dim, so you can't read. Okay, cool. What else? Well, there's a lot of people who aren't cool that are here that are staring at you.
And they have a membership.
We're just thinking that anybody who's successful, they'll be surrounded by 90% of people who aren't successful.
Yeah.
And then they can say that they saw you at the Soho House.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
But Alex is on board with it. Yeah. He's no problem with the Coke. You ever drank a Coke there?
I don't like cola.
No, I couldn't do it. Free to go. How much is like a vodka soda there? $12.
Probably $13-14.
Yeah. What are you protesting?
I'm going to protest people not taking a left across traffic when there's an adequate window to do so. Without a green arrow.
Oh, without the arrow. Yeah,
no green arrow.
What are you doing?
Come on. Like, why are we sitting through an entire light cycle?
Be aggressive.
Be assertive.
Get out there.
Hit that hole, make a move.
We're trying to go.
Yeah.
We got plenty of time.
Yes.
Plenty of time.
Yeah.
That's a great... I go on red.
Yeah, arrows. Wait till it turns red and then take it?
No, the red arrow.
Oh.
Because I don't believe in it. Like, philosophically, I don't believe in it.
Yeah, neither do I.
Because the red arrow was like, hey, somebody didn't do it right, got T-boned.
Yeah.
And they're like, we can't trust people to do it anymore.
I think this is how the Unabomber's manifesto started.
I don't believe in red lights.
I double left-hand turn in Franklin.
You can go back. You do a U-turn.
No, I double left-hand turn. So I do a wide left.
Oh, yeah.
Because these people won't even go into the intersection.
You go out and over?
Yeah. So I'll be watching and I'll be behind this person. And I'm like, they're not going to go. And there's lots of time. I go around them.
That's a bold move.
It's a New York left.
That's a bold move.
Yeah. A wide left.
A left from the right lane.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
That's a bold move.
Nice. It's a wide left.
All right.
And I do it all the time.
What we need to do, Alex, instead of... So this mentality of protesting, you're to stand on the corner, be more aggressive with your lefts.
Right.
No. You go out in the intersection.
Have to.
You go, hey... You judge.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Just start directing.
Yeah, just start telling.
Be the change I want to see.
Yeah, then you have solutions. This is solutions based.
Yeah.
Like environment. What do you want us to do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to do? Throw away my hairspray? What do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it. Anything you're saying, I'm not going
to
do it.
Yeah. I'm curious to see of those three causes. We'll put them on a graphic and see who would protest with who.
Wait, you're going to Costco, Nathan? That's your final answer? You're protesting Costco because of the memberships?
No, I'm not protesting Costco.
He's going wide
actually,
lefts.
Yeah, I am
oh, wide
protesting.
Lefts.
You know, I'm protesting Costco because they asked to see your receipt at the end. It's like, are you freaking kidding me right now?
Yeah. How'd you even get in?
Your whole audience is, they're white boomers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
But if you're going to lose, that person's going to lose a job then.
Good. Gone.
Wow.
Bye.
Dude, no more.
And honestly, I hope they go home and they cry and they eat too much food because that'll stimulate the economy.
Yeah, good point.
You see?
And they have too much food because they buy in bulk.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, the second worst, the environment is the main one we see.
Yeah.
Because it's easy.
Yeah.
Because it's you're not protesting any type of change. And also, I guarantee you, if you quiz any of those people about the environment, no idea. What should we do? No idea. And the second one is the milk.
Yeah.
And this one's hot right now. Mm-hmm. So everybody's at Starbucks. Show them that show the signs before you show that video. The signs are PETA protesters encased feet in concrete. What does that sign say?
It says Starbucks puts profit over planet. Dump dairy.
Okay. So yeah. So I don't even know what that means.
Vegan upcharge, utter nonsense. Clever.
All right. I got it. That's a pretty good joke. Utter. Hey, think about it, Nathan.
That looks
utter.
Like Kanye, actually.
You got it?
Hood.
Hold on. Utter.
Yeah, utter.
But listen, the people that are listening, UDD.
Yeah.
ER.
Yeah.
It's clever.
Yeah.
Okay. So these people, and they did this in Nashville like a year ago, right?
The Starbucks?
So these people put themselves, they cemented themselves. And I asked, that is wild. What did they do? Because the cement dries.
Right.
And I go, just leave them there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just leave them there.
You're going to need the power team to get them free from
that. All right. So we found this video. Yeah. Look at this video, dude. This is the wildest thing. This is somebody getting loaded up onto a stretcher with the cement. Cement feet.
They can't lift them.
Look at this, dude. They're trying to lift the cement up onto the stretcher.
It's got to be like a 250-pound block.
It worked. It worked.
And look at it, dude. Like, how do you, where, and then they're going to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, they don't have tools there to do that.
No, you got to go in. And then you go,
how do you get it? Why the emergency room?
How are they going to get that off there?
You got to take them to like a junkyard. A junkyard.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A body shop.
It's like, now you're here.
Yeah.
I got a better idea. Take them to a river.
Yeah. No, okay. See, that's too far. Yeah,
that was too far.
We found the line.
Yeah, that brings it all. Well, Nathan, go to the, where there was this protest. Where is this? The street one. This is
France.
This is in France.
Yeah, this one is
this is unbelievable. Because we always like make fun of these, the protesters. And somebody finally had enough of it. This is a street that's blocked off. They go, hey, no more.
Yeah. This is rush hour.
This guy goes, hey, we're not doing it anymore, dude. He goes, hey. No, and these people are like, no one knows. No one knows what the protest is.
I like how they turn into like toys in Toy Story when like the kids are coming around. They just kind of go like,
this guy goes, hey, we're no more. And this guy comes out furious. What are you doing, bro? Get off the street.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing, dude.
Yeah.
I love the vigilante justice.
Same.
Hey, we got to go. Hey, you know what that guy's trying to do? Feed his family.
Yeah.
He's trying to feed his family.
Yeah.
And this kid, they're all young. They're all white. And they're all entitled.
Yeah.
And they're all out there protesting who knows what. And people finally goes, hey, enough.
Yeah. The second one, the way he throws the second guy is insane.
Watch this
one.
Yeah.
And I like the finish too. He kind of holds his hands up like, I just did that.
And the guy's like, not dead. You're not dead.
Yeah.
He's like acting dead.
I wish we could hear them saying French things.
Yeah. Can you?
Let me throw some volume on it.
Yeah.
I wonder what he said.
I'll translate.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I don't like your mother's eggs.
Yeah.
I don't like your mother's French toast.
Like he's just like stalking. Don't move. I think don't move.
Yes, it's got to be don't move.
Gosh, I wish I was there, dude. And he's just dragging it like he's produce in the grocery store.
He's just hauling branches out of his yard.
Yeah, just into the wood chipper.
Yeah.
Just, I got to get, this is a huge, like.
I would be way more aggressive.
With you, what do you mean?
Oh, I'd be freaking.
All right, you can stop.
I'd be booting these kids.
Like, how far would you take your, like, would I take my Coke protest?
Yeah.
I'd be like, I probably want some attention and want some people to be like, Instagram, this is crazy. But then if somebody was like, hey, I'm like, I'm good. I'll pay the 12. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm so sorry. Like how far, like because we always said like Tiananmen Square, the people were like, I will die for this. Mm-hmm. I will die. This tank, I will give my life to this. None of these people are doing that.
No,
not even close. But they're like Rosa Parks was prepared to give her life for that. She goes, I don't believe in this. I don't believe in this, and I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. There's no Twitter. There's no Instagram. Nobody's taking photos. I don't believe in this. I will endure a beating or worse. Way worse.
Yeah.
Because I'm standing, and we support.
Yeah.
That is that leads to, like, this is not it. And the problem is these people think they're those people.
Mm.
This is true.
They do.
They do.
They think they're those people.
Yep. They've been told that the planet is going to be gone in 12 years or 10 years. Like, they literally believe. If I believed that we had 12 years.
Yeah. You'd do that.
Yeah. I would probably.
You would throw tomato sauce on a Van Gogh.
If I thought that it was going to bring awareness to, guys, you know, I found out that the Russians are going to nuke us in 12 years. Yeah, we have 12 years and then we're all dead.
Doesn't matter.
I'd start saying stuff.
I'd burn the Mona Lisa too.
Totally. Yeah.
Bro, you coming out here saying a lot
of
truth.
The issue that we have, the issue that
I mean, that is a lot. That's a lot of truth. But bro,
the issue that we actually have with them is that we know that they're wrong. Deep down inside, we know, hey, you know what? We should stop polluting. We should stop messing up our, should find cleaner ways, cleaner. I'm with all that stuff.
Yeah.
But we all know deep down that we don't have 12 years. We're going to be okay.
Yeah.
See what I mean? We just need we need to get better at not making a mess.
Mm. Agreed. And everybody, so we've come back to this a million times, is like the information you have is what you are basing your life around.
Yeah.
And a lot of I was living so much shame. And like when you say you can't celebrate Halloween, like that's how I grew up. That's the information I had.
Yeah.
And I was, first time I ever kissed a girl, I was just destroyed in shame. Just deep in it, because I was like,
crazy.
I'm going to hell. Like I violated it, because that was the information I had.
Right.
So people that are like Westboro Baptist is like, God hates gay people. Like, that's the information they have.
Right.
We are saying that's incorrect information. Right.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I hope.
Yeah.
You're like,
no, that's true.
There's incorrect information. But if you believed that information to be true, you should do that. And I don't know what the vegan upcharge quite is. I'm still unclear on that.
I think it's they upcharge vegan dairy options. They don't upcharge non-vegan dairy options as much.
Because milk is cheaper.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a capitalism thing.
To milk a coconut, think of it.
Can you milk me, Fokker?
Exactly.
All right. So I don't know quite what they're protesting.
Yeah.
But if they fundamentally believe that, then I would say putting yourself in concrete, going to the emergency room is an utmost embarrassment.
It's rational.
But they would say this is good for publicity.
It's awareness. I would say it logically follows. If you believe that fallacy, logically follows that you would do that stuff.
Well, we said on this podcast that everyone acts correctly in the moment.
Yeah. Well, I reckon that they... I don't so much have an issue with them protesting as much as I do that they're an idiot. What you're really guilty of and what we're laughing about.
Dumb.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the whole thing. The whole thing isn't them throwing a can of soup at the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
The whole thing is that you're an idiot. That's what media is not saying,
and that's what
but it's implied.
And that's what I guess I'm here every week be going, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
But I'm staunchly on this side.
Yeah.
And so the people that are like, if you truly believe that John Crist doesn't deserve to have a platform, and then you read something, if that's, you should act like that against me on the internet.
Yeah. But let's say you just said that side. So let's say that I'm a progressive. Okay.
Okay.
Like for example, AOC.
Yeah.
She believes that we have, she said that we had 12 years, I think it was 2 years ago, so we have 10 years left.
Yeah.
But she's not even doing that. Why? Because I don't think that she actually believes it.
Yeah.
Right? It's just information that is probably a political tool.
Yeah.
Right? But if she really...
And she's getting money and attention and power from that side.
Yeah.
Double down.
All the banks. This is another great example. People are still, banks are still underwriting mortgages on waterfront property.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Nice.
If there's if
this is three excellent points.
Well said. You know what I mean? Like yeah. not even the banks will say and they'll side with
like environment.
Yeah. Environment totally. And then meanwhile they keep on underwriting mortgages everywhere along the Pacific.
So in essence they don't believe that.
No, they don't believe
action, it. Yeah, your actions
don't believe it.
It's egalitarians. It's like, you know, me and my wife make all the decisions together. Yeah, sure. But like functionally there's no such thing as an egalitarian relationship.
There's
always a pecking order.
You go, sure. But no.
Yeah.
So when you,
there's always one person who's calling most of the shots. That's just how life works. Yeah. Even in communism, right? In Russia, there was always a pecking
Everybody's
order.
Everybody's equal. No.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's the date officially?
Officially?
Yo, it's December 6th. Do you think you're too late? You're not, this isn't late Christmas shopping season. This is prime.
Yeah, we're right there.
Yeah, because remember, everybody started way too early.
Yes.
Way too early. Like, always. Dude, Black Friday is going on forever.
Yep.
Listen, let me break it down for you real simple. Manscaped. Easy, like, you can't double down. Your dad doesn't want a miter saw, okay? He doesn't. Everybody, my girlfriend's mother, she texted me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you talk with your wife's mother?
Occasionally.
You just about what?
I'm just catching up.
Whatever's going on.
Yeah.
She texts me. She goes, hey, what's that Manscaped code?
There you go.
Because I have a husband and two sons that they need this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I got the whole package. You got the whole package. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. I use all the Manscaped products. How do you describe it?
I describe it as it makes me feel better about myself.
Yeah. It makes you feel
That's
better.
That's how I describe it. But they have everything. There's deodorant, there's shampoos and conditioners.
Full line.
There's the lawnmower 4.0 is the body trimmer.
I don't have that. Oh, no, I do no, have that one. That yeah, one. I got that one. Yeah.
They have the weed whacker for your nose. That came and in the ear. Package. That one's cool. So much stuff.
We have a lot of women follow this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, as a man, I would not be offended to receive this.
No, you want this.
Like if I got, I'm trying to think of what you could get your girlfriend that would be offensive.
Mm.
If I got,
well,
I'm gonna get in trouble for this. If I got like a Spanx gift card,
yeah,
it would be like, hey, like this is offensive. This is offensive.
Or maybe she'd love it. Who knows?
She might actually. Yeah, she might actually.
Yeah.
But it probably not the thing to get. Just January 15th. Yeah. Just be like, hey.
If you got her like a bunch of acne cream.
Yeah, offensive.
And you were like, yeah, this is for you. You've never expressed you wanted this, but this is what you're getting.
Now, if your girlfriend or wife says, I want an elliptical.
Yeah.
Or a Peloton. That's an easier one. Peloton.
There you go. Yeah.
I'll get you the Peloton.
Sure.
But you can't suggest it.
Mm.
I'm saying as a man from a what you can.
Yeah. And we had some female followers on the podcast account reach out and say, I grabbed this. Thanks for letting me know about it. I didn't know this is going to be awesome. He's going to love it.
Promo code net positive. What are they getting with that?
They're getting 20% off and free shipping.
20% off. You could get, I would say get it for me, but I already have it.
Yeah.
I already got all the Netscaped everything or not the Netscaped, the
Netscaped.
What's that?
That's like a 1998 web browser.
Netscaped. That used to be my email.
Yeah, right. At Netscaped.com.
JBChris at Netscaped.com. Dude, I'm glad that got canceled.
Netscaped.
If they found my Netscaped. No, there's nothing on there. It's probably me. I don't even know what I was sending back then.
Just chain emails.
Yeah. Top. Oh, yeah.
Send this to 10 prayer. People. To
trying to get prayer.
Have good luck.
Yeah. It's net positive is the promo code manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping on everything. If I'm opening that up, I'm trying to think if I put it under the tree. Yeah, you put that under the tree.
And it's a nice package, too. Like it the way it looks is sick.
If somebody got that for me, you're like, this person cares.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He said, I grow hair on the top of my feet.
Mm.
Do you? Yeah, that needs to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't just be out here spouting off everywhere.
No.
Yeah. Manscaped.com, get yourself taken care of, baby. We were talking about the Liberty University documentary, and then they had Liberty University is a Christian school, and they have like Donald Trump and like Donald Rumsfeld and all these people come speak at their convocation. And you said what?
Yeah, so I watched the documentary on the Falwells.
Yeah,
I think it's on Hulu or whatever. Yeah. It was quite enjoyable.
Yeah,
and anyways, all that to say, I don't like roasting marshmallows on fires.
Yeah.
But like it was interesting.
Yeah,
all that to say, in the documentary, they sort of like make Liberty out to be this you know, disgusting university that's that's brainwashing kids, and they have Republicans at their convocation and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just, I just had to make the point that like every university has Democrats do everything.
Run by the left.
It's run every single, like I believe like over 90% of the faculty is Democrat in universities in the United States.
Yeah.
And they have almost exclusively Democrats do all their convocations, exactly.
Yeah.
So then what we're going to pick on Liberty because they have, they're the only school that has Republicans.
And I go, oh, that's an unbelievable point. Yeah. They're Baptist evangelical school in the South.
Totally.
Yeah, dude.
Totally.
They're going to have the Republican guy in there.
Right. It's like getting frustrated because Harvard in Boston.
Yeah.
Has Democrats
has do like whatever the vice president's name, Kamala Harris, come do like a speech? Like exactly.
Exactly.
That lines up.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's a great point. But yeah, it was a very to come down on Christian. That's a point where you're like, hey, some of this is not good, some of this is good, I call in essence BS on this side, but. A lot of this, you're true here.
Yeah.
And that's what people can't in 2022 can't do.
We got BS on both sides.
Yeah. And if we're leading and that's what me and Alex sat at a restaurant on 8th Avenue and go, we got to start a podcast because the information, I go, what if we say some information that gets us canceled? He goes, that's proving not canceled, but gets us deplatformed.
Yeah.
We're like, what? So, two guys in Nashville can get the attention of people that go, we don't want this message out. He goes, then we're going to start another podcast the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to start another one the next day.
And to be clear, the point is not to get canceled.
Yeah, no,
the point
no,
is
no.
just to share stories, perspectives.
And that's, where what, my we're that's from. What my live show is, by the way. I go there and everybody.
But you're already
goes,
canceled.
I can't believe he's saying this.
You're
because I'm playing with house money.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm not scared of
now you're dangerous.
Anything.
Now you can actually be successful.
Or now, I think
you're free to be you now.
And we said no one is 100% lined up with authenticity and truth.
Right.
But you could say, like, if we have sponsors, or we don't, not even before we had sponsors, we have like, we want this to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So you go, well, I believe that, but I'm probably not going to go that hard.
Right.
Right. Because I want people to enjoy this, and I want people. It's no one's 100% lined up with authenticity,
right?
Nobody.
Yeah.
And I used to go to a church where I looked at this building. The building we had a $20 million mortgage, $20 million. And I go, he's not telling you the truth. The pastor cannot, by nature of that note, needs people in here. Needs 5,000 people in here. No, true. Do you agree with that or no?
Right. Now. So you're saying, like, dude, I'm you know, strain to gain, strain to maintain.
That was a lot.
And this guy, now that he has to maintain, we're going to be doing some relationships series.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. We're not. Hey, I like in the New Testament, Paul was like, hey, Ephesus, y'all are screwing up.
Right.
Y'all are hypocrites. Jesus would have nothing to do with you. God is embarrassed. You're like, he's like, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. What, I hear what's going on in your city. I'm not making money from y'all.
Right.
I don't need to be popular with y'all. I'm going down with this ship.
Yeah.
Here's the truth. And that's what you're not getting on any pastor that's on Instagram.
Yeah. You gotta, if you have a $20 million mortgage.
Yeah.
You know, you're, hey, we're talking about sex this weekend.
Yeah.
For the next 20 weeks. Oh, yeah.
Family, we're talking about. Yeah.
Totally. It's just like all the low hanging.
What are the sermon series that we're not covering with a $20 million mortgage?
Yeah, you're not covering hell.
Not covered.
At all.
No. Not covered.
Doctrine of sin.
Not covered.
Nope.
Not covered.
Tithing. Nope.
Not covered.
No.
In a way that...
Implying it.
You might have a guy come in and just talk about giving.
Yeah.
Not you.
Not you.
No.
Okay.
Maybe somebody else, you know.
Okay. Some guy from the outside. You call him the left-hander.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
apologize the next week.
Well, sorry, you don't want to go... So, you don't want to leave feeling bad.
No.
Because why would you go back?
Exactly.
So, you got to leave. You got to pop a confetti cannon in there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And exactly. Then we got to have... Like, I used to go to a church in Birmingham where they would give you cookies on the way out. They would. They would.
It's like Little League.
They give,
yeah. Are we going to get an icicle after this?
An icicle.
What do you guys call them? In Canada, we call them icies. Freezies.
Popsicle. Freeze pop.
Freeze pop.
Yeah. What are you talking about? The things that go up?
No. Sorry. I'm talking about the things on a stick.
A popsicle.
Yeah.
Let's get to the Jason Momoa.
Okay.
Moana.
Moana.
So this
is a story.
You like the story.
So this is a story out of Hawaii where Jason Momoa is.
Oh, wait. That's how he looks now?
Dude, he's sexy.
He looks great.
He's shooting a new movie down there.
My goodness.
And apparently for a scene in the movie, they had to shut down a farmer's market there where a lot of the local farmers sell produce and all types of
film.
Things.
To film.
Right. They had to shut it down to film.
Yeah.
And so they ended up having to shut it down actually for many more weeks than they had originally planned. And the farmers are getting pissed.
Of course.
Because they're like, hey, we gotta like make a living here. And I know you're making a movie.
Yeah.
But
so now they're out of business.
So they're going crazy.
So like Jason, he's going to come shoot a movie here for like a week. Everybody goes, yeah.
Cool. Dude, yeah, we love that.
Sick. And he's like, oh, we need another week. And he's like, well, my avocados are going bad.
They're like, oh, yeah, local boy, come over. You can film here. And then it's like a month later, they're like, get the howley out of here.
Get out of here. Everybody's tweeting. Oh, perfect.
People are going in on him, man.
They're upset on Twitter.
Like, we can't have Aquaman holding this up for this long.
Yeah.
That's genius.
Hey. Twitter, firing blanks.
Yeah,
firing blanks. Firing blanks.
Yeah. I would, if I was a farmer, though, I'd legit be pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with all of. I agree. I'm on the farm. I'm team farmer.
That is funny though.
But you get to get on Twitter.
Well, the production company should be just buying their produce. That's what they should. And trade. They should go. Okay, look.
It's Apple.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to buy your apples. How many apples do you got? We got 100.
How many would you sell?
No, Apple's the production company. But they could buy the apples. Oh,
okay. Same thing. Yeah. What do they sell? They got
to have pineapples.
No, coconuts.
Yep. They got
Hawaii.
The coconuts, pineapples.
You go to everybody in the farmers. This movie is 20 million. The budget's 50 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. How many coconut? Yeah, I'll buy the farmer's market.
Totally.
I'll buy the whole farmer's market.
Yeah. Just buy it out for that long.
Yeah, and just incorporate it into catering. Figure it out.
Nice.
But the thing about this, you know what's great about? Yeah, incorporate into catering. So yeah, you get to go to, yeah. The thing about this is like when people say like they're mad, like when people are mad about my Bathsheba take, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. No. Because, like, if you say, if you get on Twitter and you probably search Jason Momoa, it's like, I can't believe you're not mad.
Mm-hmm.
You live in Connecticut. of things that you should be like, maybe like, it's like the carpool line, traffic, your kid didn't bathe last night. Like, you're not mad at this.
Right.
I don't believe you. I do not believe your sincerity when you say, I am outraged at John Christ. You're not. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I don't.
No.
Because you're not. Because you go to the person that is firing off on Twitter, and all their tweets are firing off at other things.
Dude, I'm pretty sure.
That's all it is.
I'm pretty sure that the only people that are shooting at you on Twitter, they're from Texas.
Yeah.
They're homeschooled in Tyler.
No, it's the left.
The left don't
the
like homes,
the homeschoolers love me, dude.
Really?
The right loves me.
So the left is giving you a hard time about your Bathsheba joke?
Everybody has they have
the deconstructors.
The genders in their bio. Yeah. And I would say the same with the people with the cement, like with the vegan upcharge. I don't buy it.
Totally.
That you are like, I buy that you need attention. I buy that you haven't forgiven your parents for for that. I buy that you're going to get a lot of likes on this and you're going to enjoy that.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I don't. And if you say somebody goes to war, like I'm going to enlist in the military to protect, I'm put my life or a police officer or a nurse or a doctor. You're like, I believe in humanity that I want to protect. I buy that. I buy that. You want to suit up and put on a bulletproof vest every day. You want to go out and protect. Like, you are getting paid, sure. But those cops would put their, they would die for you.
If you found out that those protesters also are working in a business sense to try to find solutions for this, and this protest is just the glimpse that we saw, would you give it a thumbs up?
Yes. If they were, what are they?
Meaning, like the vegan people. Meaning like, yeah, the vegan people at Starbucks, like upcharged. The vegan milk stuff.
Yeah.
But if they had an actual like LLC that was working to find solutions, you'd be like, okay, cool. Like
I would have them on the pod.
That's just marketing now. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just your like attention attractor. Like, yeah. If you're like, but they're not. Mm-hmm. Cause every protest you go, explain. Nothing. That's not someone choking. That's someone that doesn't know what they're saying.
It could have been somebody choking.
It could have been. Yeah. I'm very versatile in my
on non-vegan milk
impressions. We got another one you want to get to?
Yeah. Elon's in the news yet again this week.
Of course he is.
And he is him and his security are trolling paparazzi.
I saw this. Yeah. All right, so he's in there.
Yeah, I'm going to put the sound on for this too.
Yeah.
So this is all the paparazzi waiting for him to pull up.
Oh, they're all right there. He pulls
up. So Elon's in the second car.
The Tesla?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh,
man. Look at the girl. Go, oh, my. Like, tough. Did you hear the girl?
So upset.
Oh,
The conversation at the beginning of it, too, that we didn't. I'll play it again. But it sounds like they've been waiting a long time.
And he's supposed to be in that.
He's in the second car, and they're trying to get a photo up.
No.
You did?
I didn't see him.
Heads up.
Yeah, heads up. He's coming.
Which car? The back one, right?
The back one, right?
All right, so they know he's in the back one.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls up.
Oh, my God.
No, tough, dude. Oh,
that was good.
Yeah, that's great.
Dude. You gotta laugh, even if you're them. You gotta laugh and be like, "Well, you got us."
Yeah, you got respect. Yeah,
he's killing it.
Yeah, he's killing.
He's killing it. Are you happy?
What are you talking to me?
Here, I'm talking to you. You're on Twitter. You happy about this?
I'm not on Twitter. I kind of on Twitter every now and then, but I'm not super active on Twitter.
Are you like I hate Elon Musk, or you're like? I'm open.
We made fun of people that were like, we are out of here. This is no longer a safe community. We made fun of those people. Okay. I think some of the stuff he says is not helpful. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I'd like to see examples.
I think he's doing fine. Yeah, no, I think he's allowed to do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But you get all these people, me included, that you go, I like that. I like that. I wouldn't do that. Or I like that. I like what he has to say there. I like that. I don't like that.
You're not happy that he got Kanye off?
Did he kick him off?
Yeah, he suspended him. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just got other.
That was for the swastika tweet, right? He tweeted a swastika logo.
Yeah. That was immediately after he posted a topless shirt of Elon.
But
unflattering.
Elon let him back on, right?
He came back on after the initial stuff.
And then that happened. But Donald Trump is back on, but he hasn't posted yet.
No.
Correct.
What's his plan?
He's running again, right?
He is, right?
He's not going to not put anything on there.
What is he going to start at some point?
I would assume so.
2023, I reckon he'll start, you know.
Oh, firing it back up?
Yeah. Get on the golden throne, just start.
This is interesting. My manager... It was, I go, because I was in LA all weekend, mm-hmm. and my agent came to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he represents all the biggest comics. And I was like, he was in the green room, and I was like, what's like the state of the union of comedy? Like, how is comedy doing? How are all your other acts? And he goes, dude, stand-up comedy is absolutely on fire. Stand-up comedy is on fire, on a rocket ship. And I go, why? And this is what he told me. He goes, well, arguably the last great comedy film, movie, was The Hangover. They don't make them anymore.
They can't. Yeah.
They cannot. And people still have a desire for it.
Yeah.
So this is the only place for it. The only place you can get it.
Mm-hmm. You can get away with it.
And a lot of times, like my comedy special that's coming out in January, I go, we shot the special. It was an hour and 25 minutes, and we got to edit it down to 55. So I got to take out 30 minutes. And I go, who am I? I said to my manager, I go, who am I editing this for? Like, if I am I editing this for Netflix, or am I editing this for Daily Wire? Because mm-hmm. I'm going to depend on where. So if I'm editing this for Netflix, all these jokes I'm not going to put in because I want them to pick it up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now Netflix, the comedy, I love a lot of the comics on Netflix. A lot, they have a lot of great comedy. I'm not going to say that, but it's like it's not. So the live comedy is the only place to get it.
Yeah.
The quote truth. I wouldn't say all the way the truth, but
you're
like,
right. The Netflix comedy
and podcasts, which are exploded.
Recorded comedy doesn't have teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Dang, dude. Bars, that's just man. Bars. Yeah. Yeah. When you're in there, I always tell people all the time, like, your special was great. I want to wait for the next special. I go, no, come.
Right.
Come live.
Yeah.
Because when you're in there, you're the teeth. That's great. You experience something. You go, I can't believe he said that. And I'm with these people in Irvine, California. We did this joke. I always do a joke. You would like this. I go, what denomination? I want raise your hand if you're in the front. Or I can't see everybody. But if you're in the front here, if you are one denomination and switched to a different denomination, raise your hand. And it's five, six, seven people in there. I go, what did you start? And they will say, usually Catholic, and then I go, what are you now? And it's hilarious. And I have a joke about every single one, whatever lateral move they made, or are you going backwards? Or like, oh, at least you can drink now, or what?
Right.
Whatever the dumb joke is. Right. And but it, they know that's not planned.
Right.
This is and everybody goes, I go, oh, well, you're still not going to heaven. and everybody just goes, oh my, and everybody, I go, she's laughing. Look at her. She's laughing. And it's just like, holy, like, I can't believe this is happening in 2022. I can't believe this is still happening. And it is like, the live shows are unbelievable because of that. But I go, why is comedy exploding? And that makes, well, when's the last time where there's a comedy? You referenced Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I would say The Hangover or like, what? I mean, besides Bros, obviously.
Super Bad.
Bros.
I think the other reason is because we've all learned that comedy doesn't win awards.
Yeah.
Because.
And you're going to get canceled for it.
Critics are idiots.
Yeah. Yeah.
The critics are idiots. They've been trained.
Yeah.
That only drama is respectable. Yeah. And it's the only thing that's intellectual. It's the only thing that's philosophical.
Yeah.
Whereas comedy is for idiots.
And it's like a village in Cambodia that solves the drinking water crisis. Something like that is going to get lauded.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's not true. And hindsight is 2020, right? Yeah. Like, so we can look back and we can start to go, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like Dumb and Dumber was a piece of it's a cinematic masterpiece.
Yeah.
Comedies are typically milestones in people's lives where they refer back to and they quote. Maybe, we don't quote dramas.
No.
We don't quote the Titanic. You know what I mean? Like we quote comedies, right?
Yeah.
That's the writing and the scenarios and even the acting and the, you know. So
comedy.
Yeah, totally. And critics are always, if you look at how critics received Dumb and Dumber then, and then you look at how they talk about it now, it's vastly different because, it's
stupid.
Yeah, but we don't, nobody celebrates it. And I've always contended that comedy, great comedies are the best films ever. They should be getting Academy Awards.
Yeah,
they should be getting.
Picture of the Year hasn't been a comedy in
never
20 years.
I don't think there's ever.
Maybe never.
I don't think ever been a comedy that won Best Picture.
What is that? What award ceremony is that? Grammys? No, Grammys is music.
Yeah.
Oscars. Academy? Oscars.
Yeah.
Oscar comedy. What are you looking up?
I'm seeing if I can find the last time.
Maybe Roman Holiday. I think Roman Holiday was a...
And none of those are comedy. The artist,
Annie Hall? That was sort of comedy, wasn't it?
Well...
I don't know if any of these are comedy.
They're not comedies. No.
Yeah. It's not... But like, have you ever...
What comedy movies have won Oscars?
Cruella?
Yeah, see, these aren't comedies.
Oh, that's not
comedy. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
None of those are like
a... It's not a comedy.
Societal
like
comedy. Yeah, totally.
It's not a comedy.
But you go, have you ever been like... are you like on Instagram or something and some meme that gets to your Explore page somehow, which is just horrific.
Yeah.
And it has like 2 million likes And I would say I probably, you would probably be the opposite. It's like, I'm not going to like that. I'm going to laugh at that and share it with my buddies, but I'm not publicly going to put a like on that.
You don't want to say liked by John Chris.
No, I don't. Because of my own, that's probably
and
my
2.1
own,
million
and,
others.
Yeah. That's probably my own insecurity or whatever, right. How many times that thing has been viewed and you go, okay. And I felt this since the beginning about comedy. It's like just some kind of like, it's kind of like underground. Cause like you can't say, yo, this is hilarious, but it is because everyone's sharing it.
Is there somebody that you are like, yeah, like you fanboy over? Like you're like this
comedy?
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, are there any accounts? Is there anything that you're like, this is buried treasure?
Yeah.
I mean, is this like a resource that you could never give away? Like how is it?
I mean, some of those accounts are like the Grape Juice Boys, and like some of those are the like
I just found that last night.
So what?
I just found that last night. Yeah.
Just so out of. I don't endorse this, by the way. Yeah. I mean, I don't.
No.
Yeah. It just
you make too much money to endorse anything at this point.
Thank you, dude. You get it. Yeah.
I get it.
As I said, I was rich.
Yeah, earlier. But you have a manager. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like hey, I got to protect everything now.
Yeah. I mean, less than I used to, but yeah. I'll still say it if I need to say
sure.
it. But I wouldn't put my reputation on the line for the Grape Juice Boys. I just think, see, you're like, John takes
that's
a
not,
stance.
Yeah, that's not.
I don't even know if that's the name of the account. But
something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But like some of the, even like World Star and like some of the ones that are like, my goodness, that is horrible.
Yeah.
And but that's what we, all the way back to the beginning of the podcast, you're like, that's horrible. But
Trash Can Paul?
Yeah, funny.
Love Trash Can
because he's
Dr. Gray Fang.
Yeah, he's just saying like this is how I feel and every like I mean Babylon Bee.
Yeah,
I look up to those guys.
I'm John Chris. I do not approve that message.
What they are doing, you know, on a macro level, I agree with.
Yeah. Look up to the cause.
I do support the cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, but he would be, if someone says, I like John Crist, I like his general, but I think some of his jokes go too far, I would go, fair. That's fair. Yeah. I think most of the stuff you do is across the line. And yeah, I still like you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think they ask you memes is that is what it has to be.
Yeah. Kind of has to be.
We're trying, because nobody is saying this stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So,
and I would say, look, we would disagree. Well, I don't know. I don't know how I feel because
the assistant pastor's wife memes
hilarious.
Right.
Yeah.
It's totally across the line.
Yeah. Yeah, way across the line, dude. Yeah. And I hesitate to put a like on them sometimes.
Yeah. I know. And what we see is like 200 likes, 3,000 shares.
There you
yes.
go.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That is comedy. Yeah.
That's what we want.
When
be.
I say, when I say it's a joke on my show, I go, my best videos are the ones that don't have a lot of likes, but have a lot of shares.
Yeah.
So they're going, oh my goodness, this is
can't like it
accurate. Mm-hmm. But if I share it to everybody, there, a lot of people are going to be upset at this. So yeah. I just got to pick them off one at a time and send it to the people that aren't going to be offended by this.
Absolutely.
And that's the comedy that goes.
Yeah.
But it is kind of this underground, but you're always like, not to make ourselves better that we're like, you're always at the risk of like being axed.
Yeah.
Some of the things that Andrew Schultz has said, I think he's like kind of like or Andrew Schultz. There's some other guys that are like a really Shane Gillis, a Bill Burr's always been doing it. Chris Rock, like somebody got the guys are shooting, like shooting, dude. I will at times.
I think that also comes down to who's delivering the message too.
Yeah,
like Schultz has enough track record.
Yep.
on podcast on stage where like you know he's making jokes.
Yeah,
so you know it's coming from a place of trying to be funny.
That guy's shooting
for sure,
and I respect that.
Oh yeah,
I respect that.
Yeah.
If some regular guy is my point comes out and just starts saying the same things, you're gonna be like you haven't earned the right to be able to say that.
You can't
like,
say
you can't just say a joke.
Yeah. You haven't been in. You haven't been in that. We don't trust that source enough yet.
Yeah.
Although it might
I don't
be
know
true,
you well enough to know true. Where you're coming from.
See, I'm old school though. I'm old school.
Get in there.
In that, I will take a joke
yeah.
from anybody, and I will laugh as hard. Dude, I was born in 1982.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm from the 80s.
You're from the 80s.
Yeah. So. I mean, we laughed at everything. You know what I mean? Like when kids were getting bullied, we laughed.
Yeah, I laughed at that.
Do you know what I mean? Like we loved that. Dude, got bullied. Bullying was the best thing that ever happened to me.
I got beat up.
It made
up one
me
time.
Social.
Yeah, yeah. I got beat up one time by my I got punched by my friend Joel Aycock in college.
Yep.
And then I didn't mouth off anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
I don't think I have since.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, I don't want to get punched.
That's an autocorrect.
You learned the rules. Yeah.
I learned the rules. Yeah. Those guys that are protesting in the middle of the street with the vegan, they haven't been punched.
No, they've never been. See, bullying would have fixed all of the activist
stuff. No, but listen, but that's a kind of like cat versus dog hack thing. Everybody.
Bullying would have fixed this?
No, back in my day, I got beat up for stuff. That's kind of like a lot of people say that.
It's true, though. They say it because it's true.
I mean, it is true.
I think it's like the most obvious thing now. It's like, oh, yeah, there's a guy who, had you gone to my high school, you wouldn't be that person anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to a high school in a town of 1,800 people.
Yeah.
It was all farmers.
Yeah.
Like, and...
Beat.
Yeah, and it's either, you're either a farmer.
Yeah.
Or you're called a word that you're not even allowed to say anymore.
Yeah.
In my high school, for example, though, if you saw... If there was a little kid that was getting roughed up or bullied or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so the farmers would make fun of me because they knew I could take it.
Yeah.
But there was never bullying in our school. Like the farmers, if they saw the jocks beating up on some little guy, they'd step in.
Yeah,
like,
of course. Yeah.
And people don't ever tell that side that of the story of it, where, you're rough to each other, and, you know, and they're hard on me, but they knew I was game and I'd be mouthing off to them and they're, you know,
and it was all in, it was kind of all in love.
Yeah. But there was always
people still were getting hurt and people were still in their 30s going to a therapist about it. But for the most part, no one, like that quote that I always say, like offense is always taken. It's never given.
Right.
You're taking offense on Jason Moore. You're taking, it's not meant. Now, injustices happen, but it's taken.
Yeah.
Offense is always taken.
Yeah.
If you knew John Crist, he was like, he's making a joke. He makes jokes about all the Bible characters. He made a joke about Bathsheba. You're like, all right. Yeah. You chose to put on defense, put on offense.
Yeah.
All right. You got anything to promote?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I want to talk about your new book.
No, you're not. But you came on the podcast. This is a big audience.
What's up?
What do they send you? Should we send them to your meme page?
They can't find it.
Why?
It's buried.
Well, come down to Zany's on Monday. Do some time.
What's Zany's?
Zany's a comedy club.
Is that what you do on Monday nights?
Yeah. New material Monday.
In Nashville, everybody has they have a regular thing, right? Like Vince Gill will play guitar.
Yeah, like a writer's round.
Yeah. Is there a comedy writer's round
every
here?
Monday? I'm not always on. Did you go last night?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was.
Yeah.
It was real good.
Hot lineup. Nate was on it.
Nate was on there. Josh was up there.
Josh Black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. King of Nashville. You're going to get down there. Go up to the.
I'm going
to
get down there. Dates.
Yeah. You got to come down there any Monday. We are in.
Is there chicken wings?
Yeah, they got chicken wings. I'm in Palm Beach this weekend. I'm in Palm Beach, Florida. Two of those shows are sold out. I think there's some. And then on Sunday, I'm in Miami, sold out. Beginning of January, we're in Huntsville, and then February, Bowling Green, Cincinnati, added show, Saginaw, Indianapolis, added show, Shipshawana, sold out, Grand Rapids, Albuquerque, El Paso, this is like into April, Midland, Texas, Shreveport, Fort Worth, sold out, Fayetteville, Arkansas, sold out, added a second show, Cleveland, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, St. Louis, Missouri, and Fayetteville. And there's like 40 more.
Yeah, that's only I believe that's through April.
Yeah. And you want to make the announcement about the channel?
Yeah. So go over and find Net Positive Clips channel. We are going to start moving full episodes over there.
The whole when we get into 2023. Podcast.
So right now it's all clips there right now, daily and everything like that. But January 5th, that first episode of 2023, we're moving over.
And by the way, I used to be like, I used to go back and forth on this general idea of like, when you're doing well, that you don't want to like flaunt it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like if I was on like a private jet, I don't want to brag about that, right? Or if I'm bought a new house, or a car, but people do want to be a part of something that is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say this to brag in any way, but the podcast numbers are on fire.
Yeah.
People this podcast is on fire.
People are sharing. Like, the audience, you guys are killing it for
and
us. Thank you.
Yeah. And I, and if I was listening to a podcast, I would be interested to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a braggatory way or not like, but I think we're saying some things that a lot of people are relating to.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's thanks to we don't have the platform to make anything go.
Mm-hmm.
It's any people that listen and like it and share it. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Thanks. And come out to see Nate when he preaches at a church near you.
Yeah.
Or go listen to my episode of your podcast.
Yes. You know, John Christ at Fast You Mean's podcast. Yes.
We'll be back. We'll see you next week, everybody. Good night. Lucas, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
That doesn't make any sense.
Cool. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.